Kids, this is a story of landmarks. There are certain moments in life when you have to decide which things you can stand to see torn down and which things you have to preserve, no matter what. Such a moment came for us all in May of 2011 at a special meeting of the New York City Landmarks Preservation Commission, where the fate of the Arcadian would be decided once and for all.
A symbol of strength and constancy, the Stone Lion of the Arcadian has watched over New Yorkers for generations. So remember, if the lion head stonework is regal, then tearing it down should be illegal. Yeah? You like that? All right. We must make sure the lion is always there. Destroy the Arcadian? Oh, no, don't you dare.
Ted looks uncomfortable.
Yeah? Yeah? Okay. Try this one on for size. If you want New York's history at your beck and call...
All right, thank you, Mr. Erickson. Yeah. We will now hear from the architect of the proposed GNB Tower, Ted Mosby. Now, Mr. Mosby, let's cut right to the chase. Do you think the Arcadian should be a landmark?
Zoe, Lillian Marshall, and Barney and Robin all wait for Ted's response.
Okay, it's killing me. What rhymes with beck and call?
Wrecking ball. Don't go swinging no wrecking ball.
Thank you.
Snapshots of Ted, Lily, Robin, Marshall, and Barney. How I Met Your Mother. Created by Carter Bays and Craig Thomas.
Mr. Mosby, do you think the Arcadian should be a landmark? It's not a difficult question.
It was a difficult question. Of course, had he asked me a few days earlier, I would have immediately said...
Yes, the Arcadian should be a landmark. And then the crowd gasps. Oh, my God, did he really just say that? Oh, heavens! Oh, my stars! I must clutch my pearls!
So these things are generally attended by old Southern ladies?
Almost exclusively. But here's my point. If they ask GNB's chief architect, a.k.a. me, if the Arcadian should be a landmark, and I say yes...
That wasn't the Arcadian being destroyed. That was GNB's hopes of destroying the Arcadian. I'm sorry, I should have been more clear.
Yeah, the Arcadian's gonna be all like...
Nice.
I have a message from Barney.
Things between Barney and the rest of us had gotten a little frosty.
Hey, guys.
First, this happened.
Meet the new lawyer I hired to help save the Arcadian.
And then this happened.
What kind of dirtbag doesn't stand by his best friends, but instead sides with some self-righteous bitch with a pointless cause and a megaphone?
Dude, that's my girlfriend. And you know what? I'm on her side now, too.
Which led to this happening.
Message from Barney. That's my cue to leave. Good night, guys.
Love you, too.
Bye. All right, what's the message? Because if it's another hypothetical yet eerily accurate drawing of my boobs... Yeah, I have that, too.
Lily looks at it.
Damn it! All right, here's the message. Oh, hey, guys. Didn't see you there. I was too busy feeling fine and... Really? Feeling fine and getting some jine. You may have noticed the giant plate of hot wings in front of me. I know how much you love hot wings. Too bad someone bribed the kitchen to take them off the menu tonight. So, if you want some, you're gonna have to come back to GNB. But hurry, this offer will be gone. Lickety split.
Barney licks the wings and throws them on the floor.
Do evil laugh. So, what are you turns up to?
Oh, we got the big LPC meeting in 2 days. I have my whole presentation worked out. I just need to find a good rhyme to end on.
Why does it need to rhyme?
If you end an argument with a rhyme, it's convincing all the time.
Yeah, it's why in our apartment, if you're hoping to score, don't leave your socks on the floor.
And she hasn't since.
Okay, a couple things. Lily, how'd I do?
Nailed it.
Secondly, Ted, I'm sorry I said mean things about Zoe. Are you really gonna walk away from this project just because you're mad at me?
It's not because I'm mad at you. Barney, the Arcadian was designed by a guy named John Clifford Larrabee. And even though he's been dead for half a century, it's my duty, architect to architect, to keep his work alive. Please tell me a little part of you understands.
I understand. Zoe has magic lady bits.
What?
Zoe's lady bits are magic. And that's how she controls your mind. You see, every few hundred millennia, lady bits leap forward.
I know you're only just getting started, but this is already gross.
I once knew such a girl. It was last call. In this very bar.
In bed with the girl from the bar.
What? No! What? No! What?
Thank you for not using a first name in that story.
Barney, this is about the building.
Oh, come on, this is so about the girl.
Okay, fine. It's about the girl. I am doing this for Zoe. I'm in love with her. Look, I know it's early, but there's a very good chance Zoe might be the mother of my children. So in addition to doing this for John Clifford Larrabee, I'm also doing this for Luke and Leia.
Wait, she's gonna let you name your kids Luke and Leia?
Not if I knock down her favorite building, she isn't. Barney, I'm sorry.
Well, you're not sorry now, Ted Mosby, but you will be. You will be. That's how you do an evil laugh. Ciao for now.
Now, kids, you remember Arthur Hobbs, Barney and Marshall's old boss at GMB. Well, Arthur was going through a divorce and taking it kind of hard.
Hi, Arthur. Everything okay?
No, everything's not okay. My stupid wife got custody of Tugboat. God, I should have kept her hidden in a cage in the basement.
Isn't that animal cruelty?
I'm talking about my wife.
Oh, that's fine then. So, listen, you know Ted, the architect?
Yeah, I know your friend Ted.
So, if Ted stood up at that big meeting tomorrow and said that he thought the Arcadian should be a landmark, you wouldn't just fire him, would you? Right? It would just,
no, Barney, I wouldn't just fire him. I'd also fire you.
Come again for Big Fudge?
Can you believe that? I can't be unemployed, Robin. My job is my identity. It's who I am. It gives me the confidence I need to convince girls I'm a fighter pilot.
I don't understand. Why would he fire you?
I don't understand. Why would you fire me?
Have you already forgotten how Mosby got that job?
By being the best architect available?
No.
By being Latino?
No. Let me refresh your memory. We were in this very room.
Guys, I'm telling you, if Ted Mosby isn't fantastic, fire me. Damn it!
I was kidding?
I'm not kidding!
Oh, by the way, Arthur, how are things with you and your wife?
Really good. In fact, I just put all my assets in her name. Smartest thing I've ever done.
Damn it!
No, you better make sure Mosby doesn't screw up tomorrow, because either that building is going down or you're going down.
They're gonna fire him? That sucks. He loves that job.
I mean, he's been doing it for years.
Okay, what does Barney do at GMB?
No idea.
He has a lot of keys.
Okay, Ted, can you just please think about this before
There's nothing to think about. I can't lose Zoe. That's the only thing that matters to me right now.
Okay, Ted, you know I love Zoe. But look, sometimes I go play chess in the park. And the key to chess, okay, I play online. But the key to chess, okay, it's Angry Birds. But the key to Angry Birds is to always try to see every possible outcome. And to hit some pigs with rocks or something. I don't know. I don't play. I can't get it to download. The point is, this thing with you and Zoe, I can see it going three possible ways. There's the first scenario. The chairman asks you,
do you think the Arcadian should be a landmark?
You say,
no.
And Zoe dumps you on the spot.
We're done here.
There's the second scenario. The chairman asks you,
do you think the Arcadian should be a landmark?
You say,
yes.
And you're happy for like a second until you realize the building you helped save has just become a monument to everything this woman made you give up. And you resent her for it, so much so, in fact, that you dump her.
We're done here. You said there was a third scenario.
Right. The chairman asks you,
do you think the Arcadian should be a landmark?
But before you can answer, you're hit in the neck with a blow dart fired by the ninja Zoe's ex-husband hired to assassinate you.
The ninja says we're done here.
That one's less likely. What I'm saying, what I hate saying, is this. You and Zoe are gonna break up. But you can still save your career and Barney's.
Okay. First of all, no ninjas getting a jump on me. I have the reflexes of a jungle.
Tree?
Second of all, I don't care that the odds are stacked against us. I'd rather try to make this work with Zoe than spend the rest of my life alone playing Angry Birds, which, by the way, I've shown you how to download like 20 times.
I gotta say, I'm with Ted on this.
Thank you.
I mean, yes, this is a huge divisive issue for them, which means no matter what happens, there's gonna be a lot of resentment. Probably lasting for years, infecting every single moment of the rest of their relationship. So, in conclusion, I'm with Robin on this. Thank you.
That night, as I slept soundly.
Barney's in Ted's room, dressed as a 19th century gentleman.
Barney, what are you doing?
Who is this Barney? My name is John Clifford Larrabee, architect of the Arcadia. And I am visiting you in a dream.
Really? Because it feels more like my insane friend renting a costume and breaking into my apartment in the middle of the night for what I wish I could say was the first time.
Look, it's a dream. It is. So just... okay.
Theodore, heed my words. Do not try to save the Arcadian.
Barney, there's condoms in the drawer. Just take them and get out.
I am not Barney!
Lighting change.
Theodore, you know the Arcadian is a badly built, architecturally unimportant rat's nest designed by an overpaid, plagiarizing ether addict with two thumbs. This guy.
Okay, yes, it's a terrible building, but does that mean we have to knock it down? I mean, it's not bothering anyone. Just anyone who lives in it. Or looks at it. Or smells it.
New York is never finished, Theodore. She's a lady only a handful of architects ever get to dance with. Do not miss your turn.
The Arcadian has to go, doesn't it?
Indeed.
You realize this kind of screws up my personal life.
More buildings, more problems.
This is a dream, right? Because, Barney, I swear to God, if that's you...
Ted's mother appears on his bed.
Mommy's got magic lady bits, Ted.
Dream! Dream! Oh, it's just a dream.
Ted picks up his mobile and makes a call.
Hey, I know it's late, but, you want to meet up?
Hello, Mr. Lion.
Look on my works, ye mighty, and despair.
Hey, I met you. Great!
She moves him from side to side.
Here.
Right, and I mistook you for a prostitute right here.
As far as you know, I still could be one. And you, my good man, have run up quite a tab.
He kisses her.
Worth every penny.
All right, this was fun. I'm gonna take this cab. Big day tomorrow. We need to get some sleep. And yet...
No, we should get some sleep. But this was fun.
Yeah. It's nice getting one last look to remember what we're trying to save.
Exactly.
You okay?
Yeah. Good night.
Mr. Mosby, I'm going to ask you one last time. Should the Arcadian be a landmark?
No, it shouldn't be a landmark. There are a lot of important buildings in New York. The Arcadian isn't one of them.
Zoe rushes onto the stage.
Excuse me, I have a question for Mr. Mosby. If he doesn't think the Arcadian is worth saving, then whose voice is this?
The Arcadian should be a landmark. It should. The Lionhead stonework is iconic. I hate working for GNB. They're a bunch of wieners and gonads.
Oh, hey.
heavens.
Why, stops?
Is that your voice, Mr. Mosby?
Yeah, that's me.
This is a nightmare. I can't believe she kept that tape.
The LPC is going to come back with a decision tomorrow, and based on today...
We're going to landmark the hell out of that place.
Yeah. We'll end up out of a job, all thanks to some stupid, only sort of awesome lion head.
Yeah. Better get used to that lion head. As of tomorrow, it's going to be there till the end of times. And all because of my sweet, sweet rhymes.
What are we going to do? We should buy a bar.
We should totally buy a bar.
We should absolutely, totally buy a bar.
Really the only sensible idea right now.
Oh, and ready? Okay, it's a theme bar.
Okay. Mm.
It's a courtroom.
Yes, where the bartenders wear sexy judges' robes.
I'll allow it.
It's the only court where you show up, then get served.
You're judged by a jury of your peers.
Yeah.
Just stop it. No one's buying a bar. Right now, we have a little problem. Let's just think of a solution.
Really, it's over. The good guy's lost.
I don't know. Homegirl is pretty diabolical. If there is a plan that'll get us out of this, it's somewhere inside this butter churn. She'll think of it. I'm just gonna sit here, watch it happen. And she's got it. Lily, what's the plan?
Oh, this ought to be good.
And then Lily told us her plan.
Oh, this is good.
We have to find Arthur right now.
What is so difficult about this? Tugboat figured this out in like 5 minutes. This is Bush League.
Hey, Arthur.
Oh, cute dog.
No, Tugboat, my other dog, that was a cute dog. This little disappointment is nothing but a cheap facsimile. I said it. Yeah, my love is reserved for dogs that go to the bathroom on command instead of wasting my time.
Listen, Arthur, Marshall's wife has an idea for how we can save not saving the Arcadian.
Oh, his wife has an idea. Let me tell you about wives, okay? They leave you and take your best friend with them. You're not Tugboat! You'll never be Tugboat! Yeah.
Hey, Arthur.
Marshall gives Arthur a hug.
Guess this one's kind of cute or whatever. So what's the idea?
Okay, first, here are my demands. One, Ted and Barney keep their jobs. Two, when you guys do finally blow up the Arcadian, one of them gets to push the button.
Dibs. Fine. What's the idea?
Well...
Kids, for legal reasons, I have to skip this part of the story and jump ahead to the next night as the Landmarks Preservation Commission gave their verdict.
Last night, this committee took a vote, and while... we have all felt from the very beginning that the Arcadian is, well, an eyesore. Mr. Mosby's surprising testimony about the lion's head stonework left us no choice but to declare it a landmark. But then, something else happened last night. That same lion's head stonework disappeared. So, that makes our job a little easier. Motion denied.
Ted looks at Zoe coldly as she walks out. He hurries after her.
Zoe!
All right. What do you have to say for yourself?
I don't know. Sometimes things have to fall apart to make way for better things.
She walks away, looking close to tears.
We're done here.
He trudges off in the other direction.
Okay, you don't have to hold back anymore. You may now say what you really think of Zoe.
I don't know, she may have been right about that lion's head. It gave the Arcadian a regal elegance. Then again, it goes really nice with my duvet. Hope I use the right screws.